should be a blockbuster, and a big part of it, Corey Mays, Downtown Development Authority, one of the big sponsors. Corey, exciting day downtown.
Hey, listen, we've been putting on a bunch of big events this summer, and I think this is probably going to top them all.
Yeah, I can't remember really the radio station being involved in anything bigger, certainly with all the merchants involved also.
Yeah, you know, we've been working on plans for this for, I don't know, 6-9 months or more, and I think every time we meet it grows a little bit, which is not a bad thing.
Yeah, just so much to do, and it's really a family event. You want to get the families downtown, and it's a good time, you know, if you haven't been downtown in a while, to get downtown.
Right. You know, we've been saying ever since we kind of were able to have events again this summer, you know, come downtown. You maybe haven't been here in a while, come check it out. But I think this is yet another opportunity for folks, you know, to come down. And you said it, you know, there's something for everybody. You can bring the whole family, and there's stuff to do all day long, all evening long. You're not going to be bored.
Yeah. Are most of the merchants getting involved, Corey?
Yeah, we've got a lot of downtown shops and restaurants. You're going to have sales, doors wide open, stuff on the sidewalk, welcoming anybody and everybody who wants to come down and window shop or come on in. I think our downtown community has really rallied around stuff this summer and really welcomed the chance to get a bunch of people downtown just to see what's going on.
Yeah, any do's or don'ts that listeners should be aware of?
Well, I mean, do bring the whole family for sure. Do come prepared for a whole day of fun. Do bring a little bit of cash. I think wristbands for the Chili Cook-Off are $5. Wristbands for the kids area, lots of games and bounce houses and pumpkin painting, also $5. And otherwise, you know, don't plan for rain. I'm going to say that, knocking on wood right now. It looks like maybe if we're lucky, the rain's going to move out of the way in time.
Hope so, yeah. But even if there's a little rain in the morning, don't let that get in your way.
No, not at all. We'll be setting up nice and early, and you know, we can set up tents and road barricades and chili booths all day long in the rain. But I think that sun's going to come out. It's going to be a beautiful day. Just to be downtown. We've got games. We've got chili. We've got tons of craft vendors. We've got live music. We've got Jason Cross. We've got fireworks. I mean, when's the last time you had fireworks in downtown Jackson in the fall? I can't remember.
Yeah. I'm talking to Phil Tripp yesterday. There's something about chili that brings people out.
Well, somebody said to me yesterday, well, wouldn't it be nice if it was about 75 or 80? And I said, no, it's better if it's a little cooler. Chili tastes better when it's a little bit cooler.
Absolutely. Yeah. I don't ever remember a chili cook-off downtown.
No, you know, I don't either. And it's something that we've been talking about for a long time. And there's just... The Chili Cook-Off has been an amazing event for so long, but there's a new buzz this year. I feel like there's a new energy. I can sense it with the folks we've been working with and with the people that we talk to who are coming, or the vendors or the retailers, restaurants downtown. And there's a new buzz. And I maybe this was it. Maybe this was the ticket to say, you remember this event? We're going to take it to another level.
Yeah, certainly the business community is excited, because you just look at the list of people involved. It's pretty incredible.
It is, right? I mean, the whole community really has rallied around this event, and obviously historically they have. But you listen to that list of sponsors, you look at that list of people who are cooking chili, companies that are represented, and then you look at the folks downtown who are going to be involved in the restaurants, who are excited and having sales and eating outside, and you just see everybody getting behind. Kind of, I don't know if this is the right phrase, but the reopening of downtown Jackson. Not after COVID. COVID's not done yet, obviously, but it's another great chance to say we're still here, mm-hmm. and we're bigger and better than ever.
Absolutely. And have a whole separate kids' kingdom, so you want to get the kids down, maybe get them dressed up, and get the kids out of the house, get them away from those stupid computers.
Yeah, I couldn't say it better myself. My kids probably hate it when I say that, too, but... We've the kids' kingdom's got pumpkin painting and donuts and cider and games and a bouncy house and all sorts of craft activities. Of course, there's a costume parade, right? We're going to march right down the middle of Michigan Avenue down to Michigan Theater for a free movie. We're showing Casper tomorrow afternoon at 3:00. So, there's know, there's something for everybody. But get them in costume, get them downtown. You know, the kids, the families are going to have a great time. It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, live music, and of course there will be a beer tent.
There will be a beer tent, yep, and a cornhole tournament right down by the beer tent, too. So the list of activities is so long, every time I say it, I forget one or two things. I can't remember them all.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. Corey, thanks for stopping by. Busy day tomorrow, but it should be fun.
Thanks for having me. Can't wait, really. Come on downtown tomorrow. It's going to be a wonderful day.
Take care. Corey Mays, Downtown Development Authority.